Let's get away from Trumpitudes and politics for a moment. This essay is about Bright's loud ads, passwords, and unavailable. First, Bright's. Driving at night, an oncoming vehicle appears to be warning of a hazard ahead. Is it bouncing up and down from the undulations of the road, or is it flashing its lights? Methinks it didn't used to happen with older lamps. Perhaps what's occurring is that because of the mix of different coloured LEDs in some modern headlights, after all, Newton's prism experiment showed that white light is comprised of all the colours of the spectrum, a slight bounce may possibly favour certain LEDs over others in the solid angle of the cone of light, depending on the actual lamp design. I've noticed that this colour effect occurs even during the day. At other times, when blinded by brights during night driving, I rationalise that the oncoming driver may be a learner, or has borrowed a car and may not yet know which button, twist, lever, is the one for low beam. But worst of all, even worse than the intense daytime bright lights from motorcycles, are those very high above the road trucks that have banks of lights on the front that should shine downwards properly when switched to low beam, but don't. These are things I wish designers would re-examine. Now, loud ads. Didn't Senator Schumer address this problem in 2009? I've noticed from my trusty decibel meter that listening comfortably to TV at 50 dB, there can suddenly come a deafening commercial blast of over 60 dB. There must obviously be people who believe this is the way to sell, not realizing that the effect is to irritate so much that no one in his or her right mind would ever go for whatever item that commercial is overpoweringly proclaiming. It's analogous to the oaf who contributes to a debate by yelling, and it's almost as annoying as those ubiquitous ads that cover and hide half the front page of the newspaper, but I digress. Sadly, after the passage of the CARM Act, the M stands for mitigation, in the Commercial Advertising Loudness Mitigation Act, pushed by the good Chuck Schumer and enforced successfully by the FCC in 2012, I learn now that there's an exception. The mitigation doesn't apply to internet TV. Let's mention passwords. Don't we just love it when registering online for something, an airline booking, a ticket for a concert, and so on, and after carefully entering all the data and what you think is a good password, to be told at the end that the password must have a minimum length and a specific mix to their liking, not yours, of numbers, letters, and caps? Couldn't such information have been conveyed before the data entry began? Finally, unavailable. The phone rings and the caller ID screen says unavailable. But later you learn that it was actually the propane company or the cable company and not an ad. Why was the cable company or the utility or the insurance company or the vet or even the exterminator afraid to identify itself? Don't they realize that that goes both ways, i.e., I'm unavailable too? That's just a few pet peeves. They can get boring after a while, so any listener will be glad to know my time is up.